Well, next to politics and the fallout from the appointment of a housing czar. NAMA chief Brendan McDonagh won't be offered the role, and he says he doesn't want it. And after yesterday's cabinet subcommittee on housing, Fine Gael is signalling it was kept out of the loop on the appointment. Now we'll talk to Fiacra O'Kiona from our political staff in a few moments about tensions in government and what's next for the Housing Activation Office. But first, the Taoiseach has been speaking about the issue today. Micheál Martin said that the Minister for Housing was asked by the Cabinet Subcommittee on Housing to set up the Housing Activation Office. He said no party had an issue with the establishment of the Housing Activation Office. Let's listen to a clip of the Taoiseach now.
It was agreed that we would appoint an external person with authority that would be in a position to have the necessary experience and to make things happen. Idea being what on the bigger sites to unblock them. Now, this was in the Housing Commission report, it was in the Sinn Féin manifesto, by the way. Identical in terms of what the proposals for that the minister put forward. The minister then, as would be normal, did speak to Minister Pascal O'Donoghue, because Minister Pascal O'Donoghue would have been the line minister for the NTMA and NAMA, because Brendan McDonagh's name did surface in internal meetings in the Department of Housing during March and April, because it was known he would be coming to an end of his time in NAMA. And therefore the idea of a secondment arose. So, but to seek a secondment, one would have to have the sort of support of the line minister. And that was forthcoming. There was no issue with the quality of Brendan McDonagh. I mean, Pascal Dunne would have worked with him. Pascal has very strong admiration for him. So has everybody around the table. Issues did arise. The salary had never been discussed, to be fair. And the focus from the Secretary General in Housing and in his discussions with Brendan McDonagh, with the NTMA, was around the mechanism of secondment. That's the story, basically. So the Minister went through the process from a substance.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin there. Now, speaking at the same event in Cork, the Housing Minister, James Brown, was asked about his first 100 days in office.
When I look at my first 100 days since I was appointed, I was appointed with a very strong remit, which is to go out, make decisions and get things moving for our housing. We have the right strategy. The government is providing record funding, the second highest funding across Europe, to deliver those homes. But where there is a gap, and we need to bridge that gap, is between the strategy and the funding, and then there was output on the ground. And that's why the Housing Activation Office is so important, to be able to operationalise on the ground to get those homes moving.
Fiacra O'Kiona from our political staff is on the line now. Fiacra, bring us up to date on what's happened over the past 24 hours.
Well, sure, Cian. We'll call it a fudge, a climb down, or simply a U-turn, but that's exactly the impression of what's happened in the past 24 hours on this particular story. Now, as you'll recall, and as you were saying there, the Housing Activation Unit, it's been earmarked by government as the big plan to solve the housing crisis. It was outlined in the programme for government, and it has been the subject of a number of discussions between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and between Housing Minister James Brown, who you just heard there, and his officials in recent weeks. But it's had a big problem, namely the presumptive appointment of NAMA CEO Brendan McDonagh to lead it, and initial plans for him to retain his €430,000 salary from NAMA in the process. Now, that's caused a big problem politically, as you may understand from that, with the opposition balking at the potential salary and Fine Gael saying it believes it was left out of the decision-making process. And as a result, at the Cabinet Subcommittee on Housing yesterday, there was a standoff over the move, with Mr. McDonagh later confirming he no longer wants to be considered for the role anyway. Now, in a joint statement last night, Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Taoiseach Simon Harris said the unit will still go ahead. The person leading it will now be appointed in the coming months through the public recruitment process, and that will only happen after what was described as consultation with party leaders on all aspects of the appointment. So in other words, a bit of a climb down, and in the past hour or two, as we just heard from the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, something of a push of sorts from Fianna Fáil to say Fine Gael may have known more than it claims.
So what's the opposition saying now at this stage as it's watching this story unfold?
Well, government, of course, says everything is still in train for the unit to help resolve the housing crisis. But you won't be shocked, Cian, to learn that though that the opposition, it has a very different view on this issue. In a statement last night, Labour's housing spokesperson, Conor Sheehan, he said that the new government has failed in its first big test in terms of housing and that the now scrapped potential appointment of Brendan McDonagh was ill-thought through. And today, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, in the past few minutes, has again said she believes the new unit is just a very expensive political mudguard for government and for Housing Minister James Brown. Now, her party's housing spokesperson, Oona Breen, has also told RTE in the past hour that Sinn Féin does not believe the housing czar is needed and that while the unit may be worthwhile, it needs to be streamlined to make sure housing bills are speeded up rather than adding another layer in the process.
So, Fergra, where to from here? What will happen next?
Well, as we've heard earlier, your government does still intend to establish the housing activation unit, which it remains to say, which remains saying and continues to say is still very important in solving the housing crisis. And it also says it will appoint someone to lead it through the transparent public recruitment process. But for now, we don't know who that person may be or what their salary. That's the big sticking point in the McDonagh saga and all of this, of course, what that salary could involve. In the meantime, of course, the housing and rental crises, the official reason for why the unit was being set up in the first place, they're still continuing with no clear solution in sight.
Fergra O'Kiona, thank you for that.